Students who recently completed the first year of Waterloo Region District School Board's Black Artist in Residence program got a chance to showcase their work during a recent performance where the audience got to see firsthand the effect artist Antonio Michael Downing's mentorship had. I was touched by how gifted, self-aware and well-informed the students were. They opened up as the program went on and it was humbling to see their vulnerability in the safe place we created. From day one, Downing was teaching them how to write stories and encouraging them to push themselves artistically. Zoe Thompson, a grade 9 Glenview Park Secondary School student, had a hard time opening up or expressing her art in public beforehand. By the end of the month, she was reciting a poem she had written out loud for an audience. It was scary, but it was also very freeing, said Thompson. The small group of students from separate schools got together virtually, where they learned different forms of art. They were taught by Downing how to write a story, new art techniques to try, and how to sing or write a song. Most importantly to Thompson was the bond they created discussing their experiences as minorities and how it reflected in their art. For many of them, it was the first time they have had a Black teacher figure. This was our bond, as I did not have one either in high school. So, being that for them really felt personal and empowering to me, Downing said. Thompson, an avid singer, writer, dancer who often dives into realism art, enjoyed the program, mentioning that the assignments didn't feel like homework, and Downing provided her with a chance to express herself in a different way. I felt restricted whenever I sang, so it definitely helped with feeling free to do what I need to when it comes to singing. Karis Campbell, a grade 10 participant in the new program, is happy to call Downing her mentor and was happy to find a group of people with shared experiences. I've made so many friends from this program and met other creative minds. It can be hard sometimes to find people within your own school or within your own bubble that operate how you operate, she said. Antonio was just a really good source to bounce ideas off of and help us build our work. Campbell fearlessly sang the song, Strange Fruit, by Billie Holiday at the showcase in front of a large audience. Even at the showcase, I met so many people who were like, I need to get involved in this. As a young artist, Campbell felt encouraged to share her creative work with the group and Downing throughout the program. It's a really comfortable space to share because you know he's not going to judge you. He's a really good mentor to have. The hope now is to see the program grow and expand in the future. I think that the more people that know about it, and the more community connections we can form and the bigger we can get it, the greater it will be, because even with that small group of people, I felt so supported in my art in a way I don't think I've ever felt before, Campbell said.